We're talking with the president of HDNet Fights, Guy Mesker, and just a couple of days after HDNet Fights Reckless Abandon, Guy, would love to know now, you know, what are your thoughts on the show? You've had some time to digest it all. Looking back on it all, were you happy with the way everything went down?
Yeah, I was very happy. We had a, it was good all the way around. It was good for the people. Majority of the people that watch MMA really are not true MMA fans. They're adrenaline junkies and entertainment junkies, you know. And I think it was perfect for them. They got what they came for, and it was a good card, a really good card that allowed the real. Mixed martial arts fans to be appreciate, you know, what went on too. Especially the last fight. Holy smokes, that was an unbelievable fight.
If you look at the card from the first show just a couple of months ago and then this show, I mean, a huge improvement in terms of talent and the actual fights that went down. I mean, how do you look to top this come February? Are there plans in the work already of certain fights? I mean, we've all heard of Mayhem against Trigg, but other things that you're looking to, you know, keep things improving, keep the ball rolling?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the intention is to do that, you know. I would be very happy with a card. Topping is always a tough thing to do, you know what I mean? I mean, I always hate that kind of terminology, you know what I mean? Because, I would be extremely happy with a similar card, you know what I mean? And I think the fans would be happy with a similar card because it would, you know, I mean, similar meaning the type of athletes that fought, the way they fought, I think everyone would be really happy with that. And what we're looking at is putting together a good card. We'll build as we go. You know, a lot of what we have to keep conscientious about is, and fans do, is that we still are a TV show and not a pay-per-view event. Right. So, you know, so a lot of people are like, you know, we want to put on a really great show, and we'll keep improving on the show presentation. You know, we'll keep improving on the athletes in there, and move from there, you know. And, you know, because what we want to do is we want to do a pay-per-view that makes sense. Really get into it, understand what's going on, and you know, more importantly, we want to buy it. And, so we don't have like a 10,000-person buy. We want 50, 60, 70,000-person buy our first show. We may be ambitious in that, but that's what we want, or more, depending on who we have, you know?
Right.
And that's what our intention is to do, is to get that built up. So we're going to be we're going to keep moving up, you know, our production. I thought our production was really good, from people that watched it on TV. The feedback was really good, so I was excited about that, which is, you know, that's always the one that we really are, we have to, you know, be conscientious of.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to watch it. We were in Dallas. We covered the event, but I had an opportunity to watch it on television. I thought it was a great improvement over the last show. That said, is there anything you'd still like to improve in terms of the production value? You mentioned this is a TV show, first and foremost. Is there anything you'd like to see changed in February?
The problem is I haven't seen the TV version of it yet.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't be able to tell you what I would like or not like on it. You know what I mean? I'm just, like I said, the feedback I got on it was it was a really good show. You know, the funny part was, the people that we got feedback on, they liked the idea. You know, there was never any negative feedback on the five, 3 minutes, you know?
Right.
I wasn't a big fan of that. That was something Mark and our TV producers wanted to try. And I was like, no, man. I said, we have a lot of kickback on that. And there wasn't. In fact, the only people that talked about it was talking about it being positive. You know, we may try that again. We may expand the card a little bit and do that. I personally, for myself, I wouldn't care either way. But what we try to do is see how the fans react to it. And it's because I told them, man, we'll get ready to get blasted on that one. And it's just the opposite. People seem, you know, there wasn't a huge amount of comments about it, but the only ones that were made were positive comments about it. So go figure, you know?
From a live perspective, Tim Hughes and Matt Lindland, between fights, between rounds, kind of giving a play-by-play. We've been to a lot of MMA shows, hadn't seen that before. I thought it was a great idea. Who came up with that?
You know, I'm not even sure, and I would love to be able to take credit for it because it worked real well. But I can't. And I'll tell you the truth, I don't know really. I think our executive producer put that. Daryl Ewald was the one who put that in there, along with I think Mark Cuban wanted to improve the show, and you know, and it had a suggestions about, you know, different ideas, and it was our executive producer, Daryl Ewald, and Steve Cherubini, who does the live production for us, that I believe came up with that between the two of
them. Jason Mayhem Miller, obviously the star of the show. I mean, he had a great entrance and everything. Afterwards, you know, he kept talking about how he'd like to change a few things, change the production value and all that stuff. As the president of the company, at some point you take kind of exception.
He's not changing his own deal. He's not talking about our deal. He's talking about his own deal.
Oh, okay, so he was he wasn't talking about the show in itself, because there was some confusion.
No, he's goofing about his own stuff.
Okay, and what did you think of his entrance? I mean, it's kind of mimicking the world of pro wrestling. Are you okay with all that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's face it. You know, I mean, this is, well, again, the other part is you confuse, you know, being like a real aficionado of the sport, you confuse the fact that most people are like you. They're not. They like being entertained, you know? A guy like Jason Miller will always have a place in this market because he is entertaining. The fact that he can fight, that's icing on the cake. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not my style, but I think it's funny. I think he's, you know, he does a good job about what he does. He's a funny guy. You know, another nice thing to it, his humor is not at the expense of the other athlete.
Right.
You know, I like that. That actually shows true comedic genius, when you can be funny, but not at the expense of the other athlete. He's not sitting there going, you know, you're so ugly, your mama didn't love you, and you know, none of that stuff, you know? I mean, what he did was, you know, in fact, you know, he put Tim Kennedy over as a very good athlete, but was very funny with it, and he brought the best out of Tim Kennedy. Tim Kennedy doesn't normally have great, you know, I would say they're not bad interviews, they're just not funny interviews, they're not fun interviews, you know what I mean? But he had a great time. I mean, with Mayhem, you got to really see a different side of Tim Kennedy, and it's something that I think the fans would like, and that was brought out because of Mayhem.
Couldn't agree with you more. If there was one negative point in the whole night from my end, it would be the Robert Villegas incident. You know, he flopped a few times, claimed that he injured his leg. What did you make of all that?
You know, what can I say? I take him on his word. But
you look back on the tape, and he wasn't limping at all, and it didn't seem as though there was any injury. Did you question the way he handled the whole situation?
Well, man, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm going to take him on his word that he hurt himself, you know what I mean? My view on it, it looked like he was just got tired, you know, and there's that old boxing saying that fatigue makes cowards out of everybody. And you know, I think he, you know, I mean, it looked like to me he laid down. But I want to take him on his word, you know what I mean? I like Robert. He's a good guy. I would be extremely disappointed to think that he just flopped and quit. So I would like to be, put in the position of being the belief that he you know, really was hurt. And, you know, because if not, it's very disappointing that he would lay down. I don't, you know, and most guys that complain about guys don't fight. Most guys sit there, I would have done this and I would have done that. But they've never fought a day in their life. But I have. So if he laid down, I'm very disappointed in him, because if I broke my foot, I'd still fight, because I have broke my foot in fights. And I'm going to fall.
Just a couple more questions before I let you go. Tristan Yunker, another great young athlete. I looked at your reaction in the post-fight press conference when he said he wanted to take close to a year off. You seemed very surprised at that. Are you sort of disappointed with how everything went down with Yunker, a guy who has a lot of potential yet hasn't really realized it yet?
Well, I'm not disappointed in him as much as the fact that I like Tristan. I think that, you know, what he's saying is good, but the amount of time he wants to take off, isn't going to be that valuable for him. What he needs to do is, again, he's growing, and I'm the same thing. You know, he's 22 years old. You know, I put on, when I was 21, you know, I woke up one day 30 pounds heavier, you know what I mean? And I don't know where it came from, you know what I mean? I just, one day, I was 175, 180 pounds, you know, and then, you know, and I was lifting and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, over the course of a year and a half, I didn't even realize how much weight I put on until I climbed into the ring, you know. And I normally fought as a light heavyweight in boxing and kickboxing, and I was like, damn, man, I'm 205 pounds. How the hell did that happen, you know? And so, you know, your body changes, but you got to adjust with it, you know. And I would like to see him back sooner. I think he will be. I think he was just disappointed in his performance. I do not think he'll sit out and wait a year. I think once he gets comfortable at his body weight, he understands where he's at, he'll fight at probably the 185-pound weight class and go on. He's a good kid. He's a tough kid. He took a hard shot, and he had a hard time making weight. So I think between the two, that just made a bad situation for him. I think he needs to regroup, get his confidence back, and come back. You know, and like I said, he's a strong competitor. I'd like to see him come back. I don't think a year would do him too good. I think a year would actually be too long for him. Maybe 3 or 4 months would be a good time for him to get relaxed and get comfortable where his body is, get used to his new body weight, fighting and training at a new body weight. But a year, you know, hell, he might as well get a new profession.
The show's received a lot of positive press around the internet and in the media for all the great names that were there from the MMA world, Couture, Arlovsky, Shamrock. Was that a conscious effort on your promotion's part to have these guys there to sort of, you know, give it credibility, A, and B, you know, a lot of these guys are soon to be free agents. Are you looking to sort of break the bank and maybe get an Arlovsky, or are you trying to be a bit cautious with your money right now?
Cautious isn't the word. Maybe that seems like a two-part question. Let me answer the first part.
Okay.
The intention wasn't necessarily there for us to do it. Our intention is to create great martial arts and martial arts shows. And so, you know, the byproduct is that these guys all wanted to be part of what we're doing. They you know, when they knew that they were coming, they go, hey, we want to get athletes on there. We want to be there. And so, yeah, I mean, we're like, you know, like that saying, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. When Ken Shamrock says he'll be there to work somebody's corner, I say, tell me when you're coming, brother, you know? And same thing with Orlovsky coming to support Tim Kennedy and of course, Randy to come to support Trigg and Jay. And you know, and then, you know, we had the other guys there. It was just like I said, it wasn't necessarily intentional, but it ended up being that way because these guys wanted to be part of HGNet fights, and it just worked out great for us. So the fact that they wanted to be there, I'm like, hell yeah, let's be here. You know, it'd be great. It'd be awesome. And it turned out to be exactly that, awesome. Now, the second part of your question is, of course, we're talking to all these guys. We aren't doing pay-per-view now, but our intention is new pay-per-view. We look to be a major player in the game, and you know, so there we're obviously looking for the best talent out there, which is, you know, basically some of the best fighters out there: Ken Shamrock, Randy Couture, Orlovsky, Matt Lindland, Dan Henderson. All those guys, those are all guys that we would love to have one day. You know?
Are you looking for pay-per-view in 08 or 09?
You know, I would say at the end of 08, but, you know, with Mark, he's, you know, he says the end of 08, and that might mean we do it, you know, sooner than later.
Next
I have
month.
A feeling sooner than later, but, you know, I can't really answer that one on you.
All right, the final question, is it safe to assume that the main event for February, what you're working on right now, is Trigg versus Mayhem?
Yes.
Anything? Sorry?
I mean, that's... Yes, that is our intention. You know, Frank injured his arm, and we want to make sure that he's healthy enough to fight. And if he is, then we would like to put that match together.
How about a co-main event? Anything right underneath it yet?
Well, you know, to be honest, we're playing with some stuff, and we have some negotiations going on, and it's just, you know, we just can't really talk about it until negotiations are done. You know, because if I mention it, then the price tag will go up another $10,000.
Right, absolutely. All right, Guy, thank you so much for joining us. And when you do want to make that announcement, you know where to come.
Thank you.